producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. More listeners to this program than any other radio program in North Dakota. And guess what? That means we need to say thank you. Because without you listening to the program, we can't run around with that distinction. And tell that to our advertisers who spend their good hard-earned dollars to bring in more customers and more folks to know about what's happening. And we appreciate that very much. So thank you. We appreciate you, and we are blessed by you trusting us with your valuable resource of time, engaging in the program here on What's On Your Mind. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave us a message anytime, day or night. And when we are live on the air here, feel free to press 2 and to chat with us or any of our guests anytime. We really do appreciate that very, very much, okay? A little bit of news we're following today. There is a lawsuit that has been filed over the University of North Dakota name, specifically to stop the process of the voting, which actually begins today. We spent a lot of time last week on the program saying, what name are you going to vote for? I told you my pick, and we have the coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, Brad Berry, who, by the way, had a pretty good weekend, 3 points over the weekend with a nice win on Saturday at home and a tie after playing really well up in Bemidji. On Friday, he said he's going Nodaks. I said, I'm going Nodaks. We had longtime alumni association director, legislative leader Earl Strinden on the program. Earl said he was going Nodaks. Folks had won the Ralph Engelstad Arena, Jody Hodgson going Nodaks. But the voting started. Anyway, also finding out, I think that was Thursday, I believe, and became public on Friday that a lawsuit was filed. Every judge that was assigned the case in Grand Forks recused himself. And so the Supreme Court had to go to Fargo, and Judge Tom Olson, is the judge that has been assigned that case by the Supreme Court. My understanding is he has a civil case and some other proceedings today. Not sure if there will be an emergency hearing today or not, but we have our newsroom closely following that for you as well, and may have some news before the end of the program today on that front. But I meant to mention that earlier. That's what's happening with that. They're looking for a judge. Couldn't find one in Grand Forks or down in Fargo right now. So stay tuned for that. We'll keep you posted on that. There's also a big announcement at the University of Mary today, and we'll have a little bit of a preview at the very end of the program today to find out what's happening there. Then we'll be there tomorrow on the program. Thursday, we're following the North Dakota Industrial Commission to Watford City, North Dakota, where their hearing will be on Thursday, and we'll be there as well on the program. So a lot of things are going on. Today, we are at Jamestown, in Jamestown, North Dakota, at the University of Jamestown. Why are we here? Well, there's a lot going on at the University of Jamestown, as we're finding out. There's a lot going on in Jamestown itself. And we're going to meet a little later on this hour folks from the Chamber of Commerce, as well as UTC Aerospace Systems, and talk about how a Jamestown company is one of the world's largest suppliers of technologically advanced aerospace and defense products. How's that for pretty cool? We're also going to meet the folks from the Ann Carlson Center, because you can't come to Jamestown and not talk to the good folks that do a lot of good work across North Dakota on that front as well. And Dr. Mark Hagerod is here. He is the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System. We've not had a chance to catch up with him yet. We're working on getting our schedules to align so he could be here for a talk radio town hall on higher ed of sorts and take some calls one day. But thought we would at least check up with him. And he'll be actually speaking tomorrow at a leadership event that we'll be attending at the University of Mary in Bismarck tomorrow on a very interesting topic. And I wanted to preview that a little bit and visit with him today on the program. Dr. Mark Hagerot, the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System. How are you, Dr. Hagerot? Nice to have you.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. It's always great to join you on the air.
Appreciate the time today. So tomorrow you're giving the keynote address at a leadership event. It's University of Mary is hosting this, and a robust effort engaging leaders about leadership and about topics tomorrow. And I saw the topic and I had to scratch my head a little bit, cybersecurity. And then I had the pleasure of having lunch with you at the Governor's Economic Summit, and I understood why every single North Dakotan and certainly businesses and every sector of our economy, from healthcare to education, all ought to be concerned about that topic. But tell our listeners why this is such an important topic and why we need more leadership on it.
Certainly. No, it's a huge issue. As mentioned on my background, I was in cybersecurity position with the Navy before I took a position here. I was at the Naval Academy, and both in administration and teaching. But we were building a massive cyber initiative for the Navy because we realized the magnitude of what's coming. And that's going to be my main message tomorrow, is that cybersecurity is not an isolated problem for banking or a few industries. It is, I'm a pretty grounded guy, fourth generation from a North Dakota farm. My dad's out there today. I'm a nuclear engineer in the Navy. I'm not one prone to exaggerated terms, but what we're talking about is a truly fundamental event in the history of technology and society, really. And that is the netting of the entire world through the Internet, which was an unanticipated event. I met two of the people who put the cables together, Ben Cerf and Craig Fields, very modest. Craig Fields is, Ben Cerf a little less so. He's now Google's chief evangelist for the Internet. But they had no idea what they were unleashing. They were just putting a network for about six colleges to communicate data and files. And we now have this submergence of cyberspace that holds so much data. But what I'm going to also talk about is with the rise of robotics and unmanned systems, which North Dakota's a leader, all of these are going to be connected by electronic signals, and we're already seeing evidence of those becoming targets. So it's not just the stuff that sits in databases, which could be called, automation at rest, but also the stuff that's going to start moving through battlefields and through the world we have today, plus all those systems that our pilots fly and the Google driverless car, which is sitting on these roads. All of this is going to essentially be connected and vulnerable to cybersecurity problems.
Are foreign countries better at this than we are? It seems like we hear a lot about hacking from either the Chinese or the Russians that are going on, and hardly a week passes where you don't hear another story about something in that regard. Major credit card companies and retailers like Target have been plagued by this problem. I mean, have we been slow to put the defenses up?
Well, part of it is, the United States is a rule-following society, and we observe the privacy and the rights of companies to do their business with little government intrusion other than tax returns and occasional audit. But some countries, for example, China, you don't know where the military stops and the business begins. And so they are embedded in just about everything going on there. So they may have a temporary lead on us now, but there's major initiatives across the U.S. government, industry, and now it's time, I think, for each state, which is why I'm excited to help our state and our schools, that every state is going to have to look at how it makes its networks more resilient and help its people understand, the threats. But also it's an opportunity to create new companies and wealth and provide skills for our young people for jobs in the future.
Well, I hope folks have a chance to take that in tomorrow. I know there's some spots available still if you'd like to purchase those and take that in. A full day, and there's panels on all kinds of different topics and different sectors. So we'll be really fascinating. Next time we talk, we're going to spend a little more time and get to know you a little better for the sake of our listeners. But how does a Navy man that was dealing with a nuclear engineer go from that to a cybersecurity expert to leading a university system? What brought you back to North Dakota?
The first couple decades, I was in nuclear engineering, which is a huge, basically, community college-based system. 85% of the technicians who worked for me were highly educated, skilled, trained. And then the Navy, 11 years ago, had me shift to an education track. So I've been in higher education, dean of one of our schools there, teacher, administrator, for quite a while. And, eventually retired from the Navy, and so it was an honor to be selected to come back to North Dakota and help North Dakota build its programs and just make us even better than we are already. So it's just great to be back and your family again.
And you said your dad's out on the farm today. Where's your farm?
Farm is northwest of Mandan. The family homesteaded it about 140 years ago on one of those type of farms have been able to hang on, sometimes by our fingernails through the Great Depression. I was just talking to a friend last night about how her old family kind of moved out of farming. But my dad, through his electronics in the Navy and other things, was able to bring enough income and skills to supplement the farm. And so we're still doing both.
And is your dad active on the farm?
Yeah. He's it's a small farm. Got about 1,000 acres. But he's pushing 80 years old and rent some of the land out, but still farms a couple fields itself. So it's nice to help him when I can, turn a wrench, drive the swather for him, actually. So he was telling me, I was cutting it a little too high, so I've always taken direction from him.
Dad's never stopped giving that, no matter what the age, right?
That's right.
I love it. All right, Dr. Hager, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for the update, and that sounds like a fascinating topic. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, see you tomorrow. All the best.
All the best to you as well, Dr. Mark Hagerot, Chancellor of the North Dakota University System, our guest on the program. And Carlson Center is right here in Jamestown, doing good work through clinics all throughout the state of North Dakota. That and more next.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Melinda, I, Robert Murray, alumnus of University of North Dakota, choose Rough Riders, easily seen and remembered and made into an icon at games. And a mascot, North Dakota Rough Riders, Teddy Roosevelt, proud history, San Juan Hill, and all of it. So Robert Olson picks Rough Riders, copyright 2015. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
What do we need to copyright there, Todd? Todd's the he's a staff lawyer here, and I'm not. Other than talking into the microphone, my skill set ends there. But Todd is the.
I hope he realizes by having left that message, then he gives us permission to play it on the show. I mean, yeah. that's what the line is for.
When he says copyright, it just means that he owns his own comments. Maybe that's it.
Hey, you know, at least he's thinking out what he's saying and taking it seriously, I guess. But
exactly right. And the voting is on right now. It may end or it may stop or it may pause, depending on what a judge does. Judge Thomas Olson in Fargo now has the case to put a screeching halt to the voting process. Filed last week, and now after a number of judges in Grand Forks would not take it in a Fargo courtroom. So we'll keep you posted on all of that. We are broadcasting today from the University of Jamestown. Thanks to our friends from the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, the University of Jamestown, and the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation. Brought to you in part by UTC Aerospace. Going to meet those folks a little later on. Hugo's, Zimmerman's Furniture, Grizzly's Bar and Grill. And I'm getting hungry when I hear Grizzly's Bar and Grill, I'll tell you that. You receive a free appetizer coupon and other monthly promotions directly to your inbox by going to grizzliesgrill.com/Jamestown MD and sign up for the exclusive e-club. One of today's proud top 10 sponsors. Also today brought to you by our friends at the Ann Carlson Center. Dedicated to nurturing abilities, changing lives, the Ann Carlson Center offers a rich tradition of educational, residential, therapeutic, evaluation, and community-based services. Our individualized services include care for individuals and families of all ages with cerebral palsy, orthopedic, vision, and hearing disabilities, autism, pervasive and other behavior disorders, and other medical issues as well. Ann Carlson Center, creating lives of independence. We are in Jamestown today because Jamestown is our third in our top 10 tour. That's right, we're going to all throughout North Dakota, started with the What's in Your Town tour, and now we're narrowing it down to a top 10 list that'll be with us all the time. Our next guest is the leader at the Ann Carlson Center to tell us a little bit about that. We couldn't come to Jamestown and not find out about what is happening there. And there are many things going on at the Ann Carlson Center. Eric Munson is the CEO. Thanks for joining us, Eric. How are you?
I'm happy to have you in Jamestown.
We're glad to be here, as a matter of fact. I got a chance to see Eric and some of the other good folks from the Ann Carlson Center Saturday night, because one of our former staff members, nice young man, although he's not exactly young anymore, but, you know, younger than I am, which is a lot of people, Logan Little was married over the weekend to a beautiful young lady, so it was a fun little celebration of a new beginning for some great folks. So it was good to see you there, Eric, and appreciate your time today on the program. Will you tell folks who Ann Carlson was?
Well, Ann Carlson was a woman born in western Wisconsin, Grantsburg, and she was born without lower limbs as well as lack of forearms, and she pioneered a lot of things in terms of adaptation. She attended school on a regular basis in growing up in Grantsburg. She eventually attended and graduated from the University of Minnesota and earned a advanced degrees at the University of Northern Colorado. She was hired initially as a teacher at Jamestown Center, at that time called the Crippled Children's School. She eventually became the administrator and CEO of the center and served here until she retired, and she continued to live in an apartment at the center in Jamestown. She was a real inspiration and continues to inspire all of us today as we work with children of varying abilities.
You only need to speak with a parent of a child that's had the benefit of the services of the Ann Carlson Center to understand how much they appreciate the gift and the expertise of the care that comes from the Ann Carlson Center and or the kids themselves, which in some of the videos you guys do a great job of. We get a chance to see that. But the joy that's there, despite these, you know, what some would call disabilities. But these kids, they don't look much like disabilities because of the way they are living their lives, thanks to your good work. What are you most proud of what goes on there?
Well, I think it's the ability to foster independence, and that's the goal. Each child and adult that we work with is to move along on the scale of independence. We We combine the God-given talents and skills of our employees with the gifts of our donors, and that combination is the gift of independence that we give to all. We do that through a variety of speech, language, services, physical therapy, occupational therapy, high-level instruction. Our school in Jamestown is an Apple Distinguished, has been designated as an Apple Distinguished School. And so we're very proud of that fact that we can give that gift of independence and help an individual live an independent life as possible.
You mentioned donors. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I know it's an important time for donors right now to consider a gift to the Ann Carlson Center. Is that how you run? Without donations, without support from individuals and their hard-earned dollars as donations, you'd not be able to do what you do?
Donors coming alongside of us in our mission are extremely important to what we do. The state of North Dakota and the legislature over the years have been very, very good to us, have been very supportive. But in order to do some of the extra things that we do, some of our community-based programming, some of our early autism services programming and instruction are extremely important. We wouldn't be able to do the kinds of things that we can do with adaptive equipment, software that we use, applications that we use for communication purposes, our therapeutic pool, and the like could not be done without the generosity of our many donors. And we really appreciate and honor them whenever possible.
You mentioned the communities you serve, and you're serving now in a growing number of communities. So the outreach is also being fueled by these donations here at end of year. Where are you now located?
Well, we have early intervention programs. That's children birth to 3 years old in Jamestown, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake. We have community-based autism services in Bismarck, Jamestown, Fargo, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Minot, and soon to open an office in Dickinson, and we do serve children in Williston from our Minot office. We also have in-home and day support, what are referred to as in-home and day support programs in all of the major cities in North Dakota.
Well, we learned a bunch, and it was much appreciated today on the program as well. Eric Munson, the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Ann Carlson Center, thanks so much for the update. Glad to hear things are going well here in Jamestown. Take care.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Good to see you.
You as well. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Max Harvest Day Sale. Two big weeks of harvest savings. A DeWalt 18-volt battery 2-pack is just $99.99. A nylon tow rope, 1 inch by 20 feet, is only $19.99. And from your area's largest supplier, Gray 5 volts, just $1.59 a pound. Our 25-millimeter ammo cans are only $6.99. See our Harvest Day Sale insert in your newspaper or online at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're in Jamestown, North Dakota today. We're talking jobs, right? I mean, that's a big part of what we've been talking about. Jobs as in jobs are open, jobs are available, and careers are waiting here in Jamestown, North Dakota, which is fantastic. And we love talking about jobs. We love talking about economic development and things that are happening. We do that often for our friends all across the state of North Dakota. One of those organizations is our friends at Polar Service Center. And they called the other day and said, here's the deal. A lot of folks in this industry, they're in the number one tank trailer manufacturer in the country. They have 30 service centers around the country, and one of those is in Killdeer, North Dakota, and they want to put another one in Williston, North Dakota. And they said a lot of companies that are right now in this business, because of the price of oil, they're downsizing. We're doing exactly the opposite. We're expanding. We're doing second shifts. We're doing new locations, and you know what? We need people. So it's a great North Dakota story. A lot of folks just need people, and no difference at the Polar Service Center. But not a lot say this. Hey, how about $35 an hour? If you're a technician, hey, how about a townhome to stay in at no cost, or a housing allowance? And the health insurance benefits are fantastic as well. Polar is a name you know, a company you could call home for a long time, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They're a Minnesota company. And right now, they are looking for not only technicians that pay those $35 hour jobs, but parts reps, service writers, too, at great wages. And the locations include Williston and Killdeer. They also have their Billings location, too. And if you're interested, I have the HR manager's cell phone number. How's that for nice and easy? Terry X, can you give a call? 507-696-1164. One more time, nice and slow. 507-696-1164. Or you can click the career link at polarservicecenters.com. All right. Now, this has been a fun show, and every guest has been fantastic, and we're learning lots about what's happening in Jamestown. But our next guests are going to talk a little bit about some wonderful technological things that get me all revved up. So when we start talking aerospace, then we have some real fun. With us today from UTC Aerospace Systems is the site leader, Brent Harris. Brent, how are you? Nice to see you.
Good morning. Very well.
And also Greg Allen. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Very good.
Thank you both for being here. And we, of course, look forward to catching up with our friends from the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce as well. Becky Thatcher Keller is here. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing good, just great, thanks.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
I bet you like having good companies like UTC in town, huh?
Absolutely, we do.
Would you take a few more of those?
If we could get them, you bet. Yeah. We have room for them.
Now, when your phone rings at the chamber office, Becky, or you get an email, most often what's it about? Tell us about what the buzz is right now.
Well, we have people that are looking to start businesses here. We are having people that are looking for housing. We have a lot of questions about the activities and events that we have going on in the community. But a lot of questions are about the quality of life that we have in this community, which is great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And when you say, hey, we need people, right? We need University of Jamestown would take some more students to make sure that, that Brent and Greg have more employees. Right, and then they expand, and then they need more people. And
absolutely, and we have a lot of retail type new businesses that are coming into town as well. So if that's the interest people have, we have positions open in those types of businesses as well.
Menards.
Yes, they have openings.
That was one of the new ones.
Yeah.
That you were pushing hard for.
Yeah.
Well, good, good. So also with us today, as I mentioned, Brent and Greg from UTC Aerospace Systems. Been around Jamestown a long time, Brent. How long?
Yeah, 45 years.
45 years. Doing what?
Our main concentration is on wide-body cargo systems for the likes of Airbus and Boeing. And we're a full-service design and manufacturing facility.
And you're doing what for those two companies?
We are doing cargo systems. Basically, a cargo system on a wide-body aircraft is you sit on the main deck. That's where the seats are. But underneath the main deck, there's cargo system down there that handles the pallets that you see out on the tarmac. So once the pallet gets inside the aircraft, it provides conveyance and guidance and lockdown for that cargo container during flight. So we provide the cargo system.
And I understand you're also a major supplier to international space programs, one of the world's largest suppliers of technologically advanced aerospace and defense products. So, Greg, tell us a little bit more about that. What are you doing there?
Well, you know, we're one of the biggest aerospace manufacturers in the state, and we're excited about a lot of programs that we have in place and in operation, and working with some of the most high-tech equipment and working with a lot of engineers developing things and putting them in place, and we're pretty excited about being able to do that in the state of North Dakota.
I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't know you were here, right? I don't know that I'd heard that brand before, UTC. Didn't know what you did, and certainly didn't know that you were here since 1970 and doing exactly what you just described in, you know, all these other things that are happening. So one of these little sort of, you know, jewels on the prairie that's kind of a neat secret. I would imagine, given your tenure, Brent, how long you've been doing this, and your customers, you're not a secret in the aerospace world, right?
Nope. We are the number one provider of cargo systems. We're part of UTC. UTC is a $60 billion corporation that does business in all over the world. The aerospace section of that is a 40,000-person employee section of UTC. And again, providing you know subsystems and technical high technical systems to for helicopters, aircraft, all the aircraft around the world.
What is UTC like about doing business in Jamestown and the workforce you get here?
The workforce, obviously, very hardworking, Midwest oriented. You know, it seems like the people that we have working for us want to live in the area. They like the area. There's a lot of advantages to living around here. A lot of hunting, fishing, you know, winter sports, summer sports, and seems like the people we have tend to have a long tenure.
What are you most excited about? You obviously have done a lot of things, you know, to this point to get the reputation that you have and continue to crank these products out and be that big. But what's most exciting here in Jamestown what the future holds, Greg?
Well, you know, what's exciting to us is, first of all, being part of this community. We have over 450 employees that are engaged, and we try to offer things to the community. They're active in the community. They volunteer their services, and we also contribute to a lot of the agencies in the community. So I think that's a part of it that a lot of people don't see and realize, that we're really involved in the community here. And some of the benefits we offer, of course, it is competitive for employees. So we try to offer the best we can, and we have the basic health and those, but we also go to like good health or greater health benefits that we offer for employees, and also doctors on demand and things like that that help the employee to have a more wholesome approach towards their work and towards their home life.
Is the UAS space, given everything we hear about what's happening in this with the, you know, we talked to Dr. Mark Hagerod, who's the university system chancellor, earlier this hour, and he came out of the Navy and is giving a talk tomorrow in Bismarck about cybersecurity. And he was just talking about even in the UAS space, you know, how, you know, the explosion of additional devices are going to be out there, and then, of course, who controls them, how do they control them, and everything else. Does, I mean, what I'm most curious about is that sounds like job security for you, YouTube, but more importantly for those 400-plus folks and for a whole lot of other folks to be working in this space. Are you going to be doing a lot more with the proliferation of unmanned aerial systems, Brent?
This site, not particularly, but United Technology Aerospace Systems is involved in the unmanned air systems and is tuned in to what's happening in North Dakota and, you know, the greater UAS program.
And your space is in this cargo area? That's the sweet spot here?
Yeah, that's our sweet spot. That's our core competency, and that's our life.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yep.
So, Becky, I would imagine the 450 employees, this is going to be one of your bigger private sector employers here, probably.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Because the big employers here would be where we are. I imagine the university.
The university. We have the state hospital here. We have the correctional facility here. We have Ann Carlson, as well as several of the manufacturing companies, too. So we have several large employers, and the majority of them are looking for employees. And we'd really like people to consider at least checking us out, because we have a lot of growth going on. There's a lot of positive things that are happening here. And it's a great place to raise a family. We really are focusing on quality of life, the school system, the health, community health and awareness options that we have. We have a wonderful trail system for Parks and Rec. A lot of activities for families to be involved in.
And the skill sets, Greg and Brent, that you're looking for specifically? I mean, openings right now at UTC right here?
Yeah, we do have, Scott, we have several openings. And the skill set, it actually varies. We get people that come in originally, like graduating from high school, and we're able to work with them. We have training programs. But then we also have programs like for machinists, where if they get a two-year degree and then they come, we can also work with them. And our scholarship program is excellent for developing those skills. That's where we as a facility will actually pay for the education for someone to get their degree, get their master's degree, or even get a doctorate, and still come back and work for us. So we have a great plan in bringing people to work.
And obviously a company that's been here for a long time, but also very well known, as you said earlier. What did you say, Brent? The size of the company, the parent company?
The parent company is 200,000-plus employees, $60 billion. So,
wow.
Yeah, huge company.
But, Greg, you're saying, you know, don't think you have to be a rocket scientist, no pun intended.
Right.
You're looking for all skill sets, and you're training them if needed.
Yep, that's absolutely right, Scott. And another of the areas that we use a lot of people is for engineering. We hire a lot of engineers because there's a lot of design work and a lot of creativity there, and we just try to create a wonderful place for people to come to work and grow their careers.
Brent Harris, Greg Allen from UTC Aerospace Systems, thank you all very much. Appreciate that very much. And Becky, thank you as well. Keep cranking at the chamber.
Will do.
Yep.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Having a great time at Jamestown today. Thanks for our host, the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation, Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, and the University of Jamestown. A private liberal arts university granting a Bachelor's of Arts, Bachelor's of Science, Bachelor of Science in Nursing degrees, as well as a Master's degree in Education. A Fargo, North Dakota-based Doctorate of Physical Therapy. University of Jamestown offers more than 40 areas of study, with the Journey to Success emphasis placed not only on preparing students academically in their chosen areas of study, but also on preparing students to an experience that is student-centered and integrates the liberal arts with sound professional programs. The Journey includes a four-year graduation guarantee and a guaranteed internship as well. U.S. News and World Report consistently ranks the University of Jamestown in their top tier in its annual Best Colleges ranking. Princeton Review also named the University of Jamestown a Best Midwestern College. The University of Jamestown joining the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation as title sponsors for today's Top 10 broadcast. Number 3 on our list. We've been to Tioga. We've been to Newtown. And we came out in the middle of North Dakota, right here in Jamestown, for third stop on our top 10 tour. How about that? All right, big news at the University of Mary today. What's behind that? We'll find out when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind a vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4 for 4 special, where you get four items, a hot stuffed personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and two cookies, all for only $4. 4 for $4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And that Bison apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Before the top of the hour, go ahead and roll those. Oh, sorry, Todd. I said one thing and did another. That's a common occurrence. Anyway, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Lots of folks have been trying to weigh in on different topics today, and we're obviously in Jamestown, but I did want to get this one in because it kind of tied in. Go ahead and roll that.
You have a ethics professor there, supposedly an ethics professor. Name of Brian Wang. He has one of my children as his student. First day of his class, first thing he did was have a moment of silence for Michael Brown because he was unfairly shot by police. He said that black lives matter more than any others. His white lives don't matter.
Interesting. We'll do some checking. I mean, you get into some really strange decisions in my mind on occasion by individuals that don't obviously speak for an entire institution, and that one I guarantee you doesn't, but I'll do a little checking on that for you. And as a parent, I'd be concerned, too. I'm curious if you did follow up or have any other conversations or anything else, but appreciate that. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is our telephone number, and as I said, just a busy program today with lots of guests who didn't get to a lot of calls, but we did in the first half hour. Always appreciate them 24/7, and you can call us at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message, and press 2 to chat with us when we're live on the air. Speaking of Cloverdale, they'll be at Dan's Supermarket in Bismarck this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour. Tangy, Cheddar Brats, North location Wednesday, South location Thursday, new East location on Friday, and also some great sale prices that go all the way through the 7th of November that are on right now, like Cloverdale Tangy Summer Sausage, 28-ounce, original and garlic flavors, $8.99, or the brats, only $8.99 for the smoked or the cooked brats, your choice. That's It's $8.99 for the summer sausage. It's two for $6 for the brats, is what I was trying to tell you. At Dan's Supermarket, all their locations in Bismarck and all family fair stores all throughout North Dakota. So good deal, and we'll remind you of that all week long. Okay, have we got our next guest lined up here, ready to go? I am juggling a few things here today on the program, fellas, so I need to know. Yes, okay. Yes, as in, our guest is ready to go? Manny? Todd?
I guess no answer means no.
No means no.
Scott?
Multitasking here, guys. What was the question?
The question was whether or not Mr. Richter is on the phone.
He is not.
You want to dial him up one more time and see if we can? I can't remember if we were calling him or he was calling us. But
yeah, we're supposed to call him.
I will try him one more time here.
All right, very good. There is actually a press conference happening at the University of Mary that started just a few minutes ago. And so we did ask if we could get Jerome Richter to step out of that particular meeting and tell us at least the Cliff Note version of what is being announced, because we know it's a big announcement today. We will be there tomorrow, so we'll have more details on the program. But Jerome Richter is the Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary. And so we'll hope to get him on the phone here momentarily. I know Manny tried at least once, and it's a busy time out there, so we might have to wait till tomorrow to get you the full scoop. Well, tomorrow the full scoop for sure, but Todd, no doubt, will have some things in our news a little later on to give you more information.
So, of course.
I would suggest you stay close to the radio either way
and
do that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to tell you about MyPillow while we wait for Jerome to get on the telephone here. MyPillow allows me to get a better night's sleep, and they say that your sleep is the most important thing to your health. Therefore, you want a good night's sleep. I don't know of anything better. I know for me, nothing has helped more than anything than having MyPillow. It's incredible. No more snoring. It is the best. I often wake up with a kink in my neck like something crazy from bad pillows. Doesn't happen anymore. And some folks have insomnia, migraines, allergies, sleep apnea, TMJ, all kinds of things. And Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had trouble sleeping, and that's why he did this. He'd been around to a lot of different, fairs, and people would complain and say, just make a better pillow, and he did. And now it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. You can call those folks, or just go online at 800, go online rather to MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, that's the easiest way. You use the promo code SCOTT when you're there, or if you want to dial them up, either way, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Oh, good. He's on. Okay. Jerome Richter's here with a grand total of a minute, unfortunately. We had the wrong number, I guess, or the number wasn't working or something. Anyway, Jerome, thank you for joining us. We literally have just a minute left in this segment. Can you tell us what was announced a few minutes ago at the University of Mary?
Absolutely, Scott. Sorry about that, but we just had a beautiful morning. Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary, just announced publicly what we've been working on for a number of years in our strategic plan, but a campaign, Vision 2030, Into the Future. And so in the next 15 years, we've laid out what we hope to do, the many things that the University of Mary is going to be doing to continue to serve the region, producing young leaders with moral courage. And so the full 15-year campaign announcement was $272 million to build a campus center, a new field house, some residence halls. We're starting a school of engineering. We have two new doctorates, a doctorate of OT, and also we have a doctorate of nurse practice. And so, a minute isn't enough, Scott, to fill you all in, but very, very exciting times out here as we continue to strive to serve this region and beyond.
It was enough to get me excited about a great thing. We're going to be on campus tomorrow, and so we'll have more details and look forward to it. Among our guests will be Monsignor James Shea as well. Great news. Thanks for the quick update, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Wonderful, Scott. God bless. See you soon.
Take care. All right, folks, we are out of time, unfortunately, but our thanks to the University of Jamestown for hosting us. All the good folks here as well had a great time, learned a ton. We shall see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.